After Democrats attacked this bill yesterday as something aimed at intimidating and bullying women, New Berlin Republican Mary Lozick took to the Senate floor to defend her plan, saying it's what people would want if someone they loved was seeking an abortion.
The mountains of women now that are regretting these abortions, you know, when it became popular in the 60s and it was almost the thing to do, you needed to get one of them to be a woman. And now look what those women have to go through when they hit menopause, when they get to be about 40. It's a severe, severe attack on their mental health and on their physical health.
Immediately after Lozick's speech and less than a half hour into session this morning, Republicans cut off debate and called for a vote.
The question before the House is non-debatable. Call the roll.
Senator Carpenter.
Senate President Mike Ellis cut off Democrats as they rose to speak.
You're interrupting a roll call, and that will not be tolerated. Sit down.
Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told the Associated Press afterward that he'd talked to Democrats in advance about limiting debate today, since the Senate also debated the bill yesterday. Democrats called the move an abuse of power, with La Crosse Senator Jennifer Schilling saying she was offended by Senator Lozick's comments on abortion in the 60s.
This is not something that women brag about. It is a deeply personal issue between her and her doctor and her faith.
The bill passed on a 17-15 party line vote. It could be voted on in the state assembly Thursday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.